Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives Live with me, Ashley Burgess. Whoop, whoop, whoop! Yes!
You are in a good mood tonight.
I think so.
Of course, you're in a good mood most every night, but you're especially in a good mood tonight.
Billy, I love that.
Do I get another raise?
Yes, another raise for Billy. So, yes, woo. So how are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. I did our man Dano a favor last night. And,
Dano!
I spelled him on his overnight shift last night. So I'm only going off of 5 hours of sleep. But hey, you know, that's what they invented Coca-Cola for.
Coca-Cola, yes. Yes, Coca-Cola, coffee, doing some jumping jacks, that kind of thing.
That's right.
You know, but that's good because, you know, you're going to be on because you'll be open to say whatever here because we have a really interesting topic, you know.
On like Donkey Kong.
Oh.
Yes, I did go there.
You did go there. Yeah, recently I posted that, the On Like Donkey Kong, and it's amazing who likes that. And who just doesn't respond? Dano, what's going on tonight? How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm always great. It's a great day.
You over the hangover? Greatness.
Yes.
He is over the hangover because, you know, he and the wife, you know, he doesn't get Saturday nights off very much. So he and the wife went out, you know, partying last night.
Yeah, cutting a rug. Yeah, doing it up. Working
it. There's a Tylenol.
Nobody says cutting a rug anymore.
I was going to say, you just dated yourself.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I'd have to be like in my 70s to date myself on that. But yes, cutting a rug. I remember my grandmother used to say that. She'd always say that. I'd be like, okay, I've never really done any carpentry work or any sort of carpet laying or anything like that. But we'll go away from that conversation right now. So you had a good time last night.
Yes, I had a great time last night.
We all were like, you know, hoping we'd be there, right? We would all be in that same situation. It was funny. Speaking of hangovers, you know how we always see like, you know, Letterman, but we also see, well, what's the other gentleman's name?
Jay Leno. Who's about to retire?
That's about to retire. And he would always do those really funny, like, little comedy things, like, from the newspaper. Like, find some really odd little ins and outs of a newspaper ad about something that was kind of odd or clever. So I was looking at social media recently, and I decided, you know, what about social media? And the funny thing is, I saw this guy post a comment saying that Mother Nature, okay, so let's get this right, that hangovers was Mother Nature's way of grounding adults.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
And you know, that's exactly what I'm saying. And I responded back, I said, Mother Nature? I go, actually, no, that's your way of grounding yourself, LOL, smiley face. Because what? Mother Nature's not going around, you know, handing you a bottle of, you know, of Crown Royal and saying, drink up. I want to see something bad happen to you tomorrow.
Right.
No, not at all. So let's not try to make Mother Nature the force of all evil. Let's actually think about what's really going on. So let's go to Perspectives tonight. We got a great show for y'all tonight. We got some great stuff going on. You know, I started figuring out that a lot of times we hear people say all the time, you know, you should be happy. I mean, you should be the happiest person ever. You should be so happy. I mean, but you know what? I'm thinking it's more like, how unhappy should you be? I mean, honestly. Are you unhappy enough? Right? Because we've all gone through stuff. And you know when people say, you know, hey, you should be happier. You should do this. You should do that because your life is so great. And a lot of times you look back and you say, you know what? This offends me. And it frustrates me. And how dare you say that I should be happier? You know, other times you might think, why are they asking me, you know, if I'm happy? Why don't they focus on their own life and their own problems and stay out of mine? You know, instead of lecturing you about how happy you should be and how ridiculous you're acting about your life. Let's look at the other side of the coin tonight. How unhappy should you be? You know, life can throw you a curveball, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, and it can kind of lead to frustration, anger, resentment, and definitely unhappiness. You know, just how unhappy should we be? You know, depending on various life issues, we've all dealt with things, you know, you begin to kind of tally up a score. Right? And a lot of times we act on that score. You know what I'm talking about? Like, people say, well, why are you in such a messed up mood? And it's hard to explain because you said, I've dealt through all these things in my life. I've gone through adversity. I've gone through challenges. I've gone through failures. I mean, you know, between us three, we've gone through some failures. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
And sometimes you feel, I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And other times you say, man, life has just been really hard.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you hear that going through your head, it's like, oh, boy.
You're like, why do I even get up? You know what I mean? I've had all this stuff go down. I'm still working on this. I'm still doing that. I've only seen this matriculate in my life, and there I am again. You know, I feel like you're behind the eight ball again. You know, just like wondering, what's going to happen? Is this going to get any better? You know, or are things going to get any worse?
Well, yeah. I mean, every day can't be a high, you know, you go through peaks and valleys, you know, the roller coaster.
That's true.
Well, in order to get to the peaks in your life, well, you know, you got to go through a few valleys. And I think that's what builds character is, you know, kind of the old John Wayne thing. You know, if you fall off the horse, you got to get back in the saddle, pilgrim.
Pilgrim, or rub some dirt on it.
You know, just, you know,
if you get hurt, right. Rub some dirt on it. You broke a leg, rub some dirt on it. You know, you're right. You know, the unhappiness quotient, I think. Now, let's talk about it this way, because I think a lot of people listening go, emotions, okay. I'm more of a numbers person, and I think more from my left brain, so I really can't understand Ashley talking about these emotions. I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm frustrated, I'm angry. So let's talk about it as far as a score, okay? The unhappiness quotient should be based on a score. Now, I came up with these rules, okay? They're my rules. You don't have to listen to me about these rules, but I think it's a good set plan. I think it's a good idea. So let's talk about it. I think it's based from 1 to 100, right? That's a score. So 1 would mean, in the unhappiness quotient, that you should be the absolute happiest person. Happiest person on the planet. Okay, and 100 or more, 100 plus, right, donates to, you know, kind of the idea that you should, you're allowed to buy your own coffin, basically, and die. I mean, you're barely holding on anyway. And others need to just understand that they should aid and abet us in our self-sabotage and our self-deprecating behavior. But, you know, to really determine our score, right, we have to tally up things.
So you're saying that the lower the score, the better?
The lower the score, okay, the better. Because when we start tallying up things, that's what generates our score. So I was thinking the best way to tally up a score would be to include setbacks.
Okay.
I think we've all had setbacks. What about losses? And we'll talk about that later on in the hour. We'll talk about exactly what all this means and how many points you can give to each one. Okay, what about failures? What about breakups? Possibly even divorces. You know, we'll talk about all that later on, too, because they all have a particular point spread, okay? It's just like anything you watch. It's just like any game you watch. There's certain points involved, you know, okay? And the closer you get to one way or the other, you should be either unhappy or you should be happy. It doesn't matter. You know, and for the particular scoring purpose, let's get this out of the way, too. You have to kind of let some situations off to the side, cast them aside, because we can't allow them into the scope, because some things are just random. Okay, and I can't allow for that, because otherwise the point allotment's just right. It just
messes up your system.
Yeah, I mean, the wheels come off, all kinds of stuff, because you could start adding, you know, 30 points for this and 50 points for that, and that's not fair. Okay, that's not fair.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Exactly. And that is like my thoughts. Exactly. So let's think about this. Tonight, start thinking about all the things that's happened. Think about the setbacks. Think about the losses. Think about your failures. Think about your breakups. Possibly divorce. Because we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how many points you can add to your happiness score. And we're going to see if you're just allowed to be as unhappy as possible or if you should be the happiest person alive. So stay tuned, because guess what? Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in what? What? Two shakes.
Every time my reunion comes around, it coincides with a severe downturn in my life. 5 years ago, Lilith divorced me. 5 years before that, I was left at the altar. 5 years before that, I fell face first into the poison ivy. And here we are, right on schedule, I'm freshly fired. I still don't know why you even went that poison ivy year. The point is, in 10 minutes, I have an extremely important job interview. A job for which I am eminently qualified, but that now I have no chance of getting. How can you know that? Because destiny won't allow it. Destiny's plan is for me to walk into that reunion this evening the way I always do, the class loser. P
pitied and shunned by everyone until I wind up sitting with the most pathetic people there.
We all age. It's how we deal with it that matters. Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass of Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers have refreshing news for women and men alike. Skintastic creates beautiful and natural-looking results for women and men alike with two convenient Dallas locations in Uptown and Plano. If you've considered rejuvenating your look, visit us online at skintastic.com for more information. Find out for yourself why Skintastic founder and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass has been seen on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox. Dr. Edelglass offers you the latest advancements in body contouring and laser skin care, treatments that are fast, pain-free, with little or no downtime, that deliver amazing results. Watch Dr. A on the last Friday of every month on D, the broadcast, for Ask Dr. A with Bravo star Courtney Kerr. Book your free consultation today at skintastic.com. 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 Your beauty realized.